We're looking today at Luke chapter 3 in the broadcast. That's Luke chapter 3, beginning in verse 19. And we're glad that you joined us, and we hope that you have your Bible ready, because we're going to start reading in verse 19, and we're going to see something about John the Baptist that we have not seen up to this point. Now, we've learned quite a bit from Luke chapter 3 about this great man. In Luke chapter 3, we see the work of John the Baptist. We find that this man was a prophet of God. He was a preacher. And John the Baptist preached repentance to these people. He told them and he warned them that they were to turn from their sins. And as a result, many of them did. John the Baptist also pointed them to the fact that the kingdom of God was coming, that it was near. So he told them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand or near. Matthew 3, verse 2. And we also find that John the Baptist was preaching around the Jordan River because he preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And so to the people that responded, he took them into the Jordan River and he baptized them so that their sins would be forgiven. So John the Baptist did a lot of public work. He preached to these audiences or these groups of people. But what we're going to find today is that in addition to the public work, the public teaching that John the Baptist did, he also at times spoke to individuals. And we're going to see one such individual today, beginning in Luke chapter 3, verse 19. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. So the man in question here is Herod. This is a powerful Roman ruler. He is a Roman official. This man has great power. Now I want you to really think about that and let that sink in. This is not an ordinary person here that John the Baptist is speaking to. And John the Baptist is not having just a casual conversation with this person. Because the Bible tells us that John the Baptist reproved this Roman official. What does that mean? It means he rebuked him. It means, as we would say, that John the Baptist got on to this powerful Roman official. Now, we're going to talk about what he got on to him about as the program today progresses, but for right now, I want these words just to sink in a little bit. I want us to think about the fact that here is a man of God, John the Baptist, and he is confronting a very powerful man. Now, this man that he's confronting has the power, he has the authority to put him in jail. He has the authority to have him executed. He has the power to have John the Baptist put to death. And I'm not trying to get ahead of myself there or ahead of what we're talking about. I'm simply pointing out that it took a tremendous amount of courage on the part of John the Baptist to confront this man. Think about it, folks. Even if you disagreed with a man of his stature, even if you knew that the man was wrong, it would still take a lot of bravery to go up to this man and to tell him, you are wrong, especially knowing what he could do to you because of the power that he had. So what we find here is that John the Baptist is like the Old Testament prophets. Many times in the Old Testament, you find these prophets of God not only preaching to the people, but you find them confronting kings. You find them going to kings, the most powerful people on earth, and telling them that they were wrong, warning them to repent of their sins. You just go back to the Old Testament and you look at prophets like Elijah, Gad, Nathan, Micaiah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and so many others. And you'll find that they often went to these kings and that they warned these kings. They were not afraid to go up to them and to tell them about their sins. And here we find John the Baptist doing exactly the same thing. And by the way, did you notice one of the names that I just mentioned as a prophet of God back in the Old Testament? That's Elijah. Do you remember in Luke chapter 1, verse 17, that the Bible says that John the Baptist would come in the spirit and power of Elijah? In other words, he's going to be like Elijah. He's going to have the same boldness. He's going to possess the same courage. He's going to have the same spirit of faith, the same brave attitude that Elijah had. Elijah confronted Ahab, who was one of the most wicked kings in all of Old Testament history. And here we find that John the Baptist follows in the steps of Elijah the prophet, because John the Baptist now is going to Herod. Now, I don't know where this took place. The Bible doesn't tell us. I don't know how their paths crossed, because John the Baptist is doing his work down there at the Jordan River primarily. And Herod, of course, is not going to be out in those deserted places for the most part. So I don't know if Herod called for John the Baptist to come to him, or if Herod made a trip down there to the Jordan River, or if there was some kind of mutual meeting place in a city. We're just not told about that. But we do know this. We do know that their paths crossed. And when their paths did cross, the Bible says that John the Baptist did reprove this powerful Roman official. Now, if we ask the question, well, what was it all about? What was it over? Why did John the Baptist get on to Herod? The Bible tells us here in a general way in Luke chapter 3, verse 19. The Bible says, "But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him," that is by John the Baptist, "for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done." Now, the first part of that tells you that there was something that happened with his brother's wife. There was something between Herod and his sister-in-law, Herodias. Now, a lot of people would just read that passage and start guessing. But we don't have to guess about what was happening, folks, because the Bible tells us what had taken place. Now, remember that the key people involved here, the main characters, are Herod, his brother Philip, and Philip's wife Herodias. There's something that happened between Herod and Herodias. What was it? Well, the rest of the Bible tells us, because in Mark chapter 6, beginning in verse 17, here's what the scripture tells us happened between John the Baptist and Herod. That's Mark chapter 6, verse 17. This is an excellent commentary on what we're reading about in Luke chapter 3, verse 19. "For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her." So what had taken place was this. Philip and his wife Herodias had gotten a divorce, but it was not right. Philip and his wife Herodias had no right to get a divorce. So they were unscripturally, unbiblically divorced. Herod then married Herodias. And John the Baptist goes to Herod and he tells him this in Mark chapter 6, verse 18. "For John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife." Somebody says, well, but you said just a minute ago that evidently Philip and Herodias got some kind of divorce. Well, they had to have, because Roman law would not allow Herod to marry her if they had not gotten some kind of divorce. So they did get a divorce. You say, well, why does the Bible say then in verse 18 that John the Baptist told Herod that it was not lawful for him to have his brother's wife? It's because in the sight of God, in God's eyes, Herodias was still Philip's wife, even though in the eyes of the laws of the land, Herod and Herodias were married. In the eyes of God, they were not husband and wife. They were not married in God's sight, because John the Baptist told Herod that it was not lawful. And that means it was not scriptural for Herod to have his brother's wife. Now remember, back in verse 17, the Bible says he, that is Herod, had married her, that is Herodias. So that's what it's all about here, folks. It's about an unscriptural divorce and an unscriptural marriage. Now, what Mark tells us is that Herod did have some regard for John the Baptist, even though John the Baptist got on to him. Herod did have some respect for him. But it was Herodias that really got angry at John the Baptist. She was the one that really got furious with John the Baptist because John the Baptist said, you all have no right to be married. And so she's the one that eventually ended up getting John the Baptist executed. Now that's in Mark's account in Mark chapter 6. Now in Luke chapter 3, Luke does not go into those details. Luke does not tell us that Herod had married Philip's wife, Herodias. He doesn't tell us about that particular situation. Mark does. And also Matthew tells us about that. So that's an interesting illustration there. It's an interesting example of how that you've got two people that are unscripturally, unbiblically married. They have married against the law of God. Now, John the Baptist did not tell them that they were to go down to the Jordan River and he would baptize both of them and then they could remain married. Let that sink in. Think that through. John the Baptist baptized a lot of people. But he did not tell Herod and Herodias, look, I'll just baptize you. Yes, you've made a mistake here. You've made several mistakes. But you can be man and wife. You can stay married because I'm going to baptize you. And then that will sanctify your relationship. No, John the Baptist didn't say that. John the Baptist said, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. You simply can't have her. You cannot be married to this woman. You have no right to be in that relationship. So that's the first thing that he got on to Herod about, according to Luke chapter 3, verse 19. Herod was reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done. So not only did Herod do wrong in marrying his brother Philip's wife, but the Bible says that there were other evils that he had done. This man had committed wrong in several different ways. And John the Baptist knew about it. And so John the Baptist goes to him, and he not only tells him it's wrong for you to have your brother's wife, but he also brings up these other sins that this powerful Roman official was guilty of. Now again, think about the risk that John the Baptist was taking, because he was putting his life in his own hands here. This man can easily have him put to death. And again, those of you that know the end of the story know that that's exactly what happened to John the Baptist. But John the Baptist did not back down. He did not compromise. He did not back away from telling this man about the sins that he had committed. So John the Baptist was a true prophet of God because calling people to repentance was one of the main works of the prophets of God. And John the Baptist is a true prophet of God. We'll talk more about the work of John the Baptist tomorrow as we see him performing the most important baptism of his life in the baptizing of Jesus Christ. We'll study about that tomorrow, Lord willing, and we hope that you can tune in at that time. And until then, we hope that you have a great rest of the day.